Parameterizations of thermal bomb explosions for core collapse supernovae and 56Ne production, by Lily Yeremasheva et al. Thermal bombs are a widely used method to artificially trigger explosions of core collapse supernovae, CCSNE, to determine their nucleosynthesis or ejector and remnant properties. Recently, the use in spherically symmetric, 1D, hydrodynamic simulations led to the result that 56, 57Ne and 44T are massively underproduced compared to observational estimates for supernova 1987A, if the explosions are slow, i.e., if the explosion mechanism of CCSNE releases the explosion energy on long timescales. It was concluded that rapid explosions are required to match observed abundances, i.e., the explosion mechanism must provide the CCSN energy nearly instantaneously on timescales of some 10 to order 100 milliseconds. This result, if valid, would disfavor the neutrino heating mechanism, which releases the CCSN energy on timescales of seconds. Here, we demonstrate by 1D hydrodynamic simulations and nucleosynthetic post-processing that these conclusions are a consequence of disregarding the initial collapse of the stellar core in the thermal bomb modeling before the bomb releases the explosion energy. We demonstrate that the anti-correlation of 56Ne yield and energy injection timescale vanishes when the initial collapse is included and that it can even be reversed, i.e., more 56Ne is made by slower explosions, when the collapse proceeds to small radii similar to those where neutrino heating takes place in CCSNE. We also show that the 56Ne production in thermal bomb explosions is sensitive to the chosen mass cut and that a fixed mass layer or fixed volume for the energy deposition cause only secondary differences. Moreover, we propose a most appropriate setup for thermal bombs. This was Parameterizations of Thermal Bomb Explosions for Core Collapse Supernovae and 56Ne Production, by Lily Yeremasheva et al.